Unit 6. Accidents. Lesson 43. Brian's injury. Mr. Jones, Brian, Danny, and Jenny arrive at the hospital. They get out of Mr. Jones's car.
Can you walk?
Asks Mr. Jones.
Yes, of course I can walk,
says Danny.
I'm a big dinosaur.
No, Danny,
says Jenny.
Mr. Jones was talking to Brian.
I can walk, says Brian. My legs are fine, but there's something wrong with my arm. I think it's broken.
I'm sorry, Brian. I feel so bad.
Don't cry, Danny,
says Brian.
I'm not mad at you. I'll be all right soon.
Soon they see the doctor.
Hello, Dr. Ling,
says Danny.
Do you remember me?
Yes, Danny,
she says.
You are my only dinosaur patient.
This is my friend Brian,
says Danny.
I fell on top of him. He's injured.
Where is your injury, Brian?
Asks Dr. Ling. Brian shows her his arm.
This place hurts,
he says.
Do you think it's broken, Dr. Ling?
We'll see,
she says.
Please try to move your fingers.
Brian moves his fingers.
Good,
says Dr. Ling.
Now, can you lift your arm over your head?
It hurts, but I can lift it,
says Brian.
Well, it's nothing serious,
says Dr. Ling.
You'll recover soon, but Danny, you must be more careful.
Danny is happy.
Okay, Dr. Ling.
Soon, Brian's mother calls.
I heard about the accident. Are you all right, Brian?
Yes, Mom,
he says.
But I learned a new safety rule today.
What is it?
Asks his mom.
Never catch a falling dinosaur,
says Brian.
Northern News, December 7th. Girl 13 hit by car. Northtown, Alberta. A teenager was injured yesterday in a traffic accident. The victim, Ann Brown, 13, was hit by a car at 15th Street and Park Road. The accident happened at about 7:30 a.m. She and her friend, James Noble, had been on their way to an early basketball practice.
We were in a hurry,
James told this reporter.
We didn't want to be late for practice. Ann dropped her basketball and it bounced onto the street. She ran to get it.
A witness to the accident, Mrs. Andrews, was walking a little way behind the two students.
The girl didn't see the car, and the street was icy. The car couldn't stop. It was terrible.
Mrs. Andrews said,
I shouted a warning. I wanted to stop her from running after the ball, but she didn't hear me.
After the accident, the driver, Bill Morton, called an ambulance. Mr. Morton knows first aid. He did not move Anne. He stopped traffic on the road until the ambulance came and rushed the girl to the hospital. Anne has a broken leg. Doctors say she can return to school in about a week.
Let's do it.
Work with a partner. Complete the chart with advice about what young people should and should not do. Don't climb high. Please be careful.